This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Let's pray, America. Good to have you listening, and welcome to Breakout Radio Church. A really big day as Gene and I celebrate 50 years in full-time ministry today. And Gene and I are going to share our story. It's going to be a wonderful day. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church as we broadcast across America and around the world. I want to welcome all of our members. And we're thankful to have members all across America, different parts of the world at Breakout Radio Church, including some pastors and ministers. This is a really big day because it was 50 years ago today, March the 12th, 1967, that Gene and I started in full-time ministry. We're going to tell our story, but first of all, Brian and Christian Ming is going to come and lead us in some praise and worship, and then I'm going to call Gene, and we're going to share today. It's going to be a wonderful day. So thankful to have you in church, and Brian and Christian Ming. God bless you, and let's all lift our voices and lift our hands to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We bless your name. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. We are so very, very thankful and grateful for this day. Lord, we pray your will be done here at Breakout Radio Church today. As Gene and I celebrate 50 years of full-time ministry, so delighted to have you listening. For you members, remember we have a brand new website that you can go to, breakoutradiochurch.com. You can listen to the broadcast and you can catch up on all the church news as well. And we are a house of prayer for all nations. And we're so delighted to be able to lead Breakout Radio Church and to have you joining us today. And I'm going to invite my wife, Jean Gentry, to come. And today is just a really big day. It's going to be like no other day because, you know, I was called a minister to the ministry, called to preach, actually, in June of 1966. But on this day, 50 years ago, Gene and I started in the ministry. So we're celebrating a half a century in ministry. We've had an incredible journey. I could have never made it without my wife, Jean Gentry, and I've said many, many times, there's nothing that two people can't do that work together and join together. And so we just decided today that we would pray. We don't even know exactly what we're going to say, but we do know one thing, that we're celebrating today the goodness of God, and that God called us to preach, and then he called us to sell everything. And Gene, why don't you come? Thank you so much. It's good to have you sharing the podium with me today, the, what we call the pulpit, the microphone.
Yes. Well, it's really hard to believe that we've been out there for 50 years. I remember the day that we sold our home. You resigned your position at the radio station. We sold our home and our furniture and started down the road, our first revival 50 years ago today.
It was amazing. It was amazing how God called us to preach, and then he spoke to us to launch out into the deep. We took a risk, and, you know, to obey God or to please God or to live a fulfilled life, there just comes time we have to take a risk. And, you know, we made the announcement we were going to full-time ministry. We didn't have any revivals. We just knew we were going. And so I had Calvin Newton on this past week. He extended us an invitation to come to Ringling, Oklahoma, First Assembly of God Church, Ringling, Oklahoma. That's all we had when we started. And I'll never forget, we sold our home, and we found this 35-foot trailer, and we paid $800 for it. I remember it had a couple of broken-out windows. And we were talking about today how my brother-in-law helped put carpet in it. And we had our two-year-old son, Rick, and his little dog, Tex. And the only furniture we took out of our home, we sold everything else. We sold our beds and everything. And we were talking today about the two pieces of furniture that we took. With three pieces, wasn't it?
Three pieces of furniture and our clothes. And that was it. It's all that we moved in to the trailer.
Yeah, we bought this 1958 Buick, the Black Century Buick, and we hooked that trailer up to the Black Century Buick. We got 15 miles down the road, and our transmission went out, an engine blew up. And smoke was boiling out from under. We pulled alongside the road. We only got 15 miles, and I look back now and think, I mean, I had a good job at a CBS affiliate radio station. We'd only owned our home less than a year. We bought our home, our first home, and we lived in a nice neighborhood. We lived in the little park was behind our home where our son Rick could play. And we had a nice church, and everything seemed to fit. But then God messed it all up, didn't he?
He did. You know, at that time, I didn't think about it being a sacrifice. We just wanted to do the will of God.
Mm-hmm. But I look back now, and I mean, you lived in that home for less than a year. And you're willing just to leave it all, leave a secure job with all of the benefits and say, yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to do the will of God. I mean, we look back now and say, would we have done it again? Would we do it again?
I think we would do it again.
Yeah, it was just amazing. And our transmission blew up on our first revival. Our engine went out. And we had to call a tow truck. We sat beside the road, and the tow truck came and hooked onto our trailer and took us the rest of the way, about 50 more miles the rest of the way, because we actually had our trailer in Comanche, Oklahoma, even though we had been living in Wichita Falls, Texas. And we went into our first revival in Ringing, Oklahoma, and there's where we started. And the pastor said he'd never forget seeing a tow truck pull our trailer in. And there we parked beside the church on a Saturday. And the next day, we started a two-week revival. And by the time we finished that 2 weeks, we had another revival.
We did.
And by the time we finished that revival, we had another revival. That was March 1967. And, I'll never forget, that was also our anniversary week. We celebrate our 56th anniversary this Wednesday, and I just want to say happy anniversary, Mrs. America, Jean Gentry. I love you so very, very much. I love you more than I've ever loved you before, and I'm just so grateful to God for you and thankful. And so we didn't really get to celebrate our anniversary that week.
We didn't. We had to celebrate it 2 weeks late, but we celebrated it, and I just have to say that there have been challenges along the way, but God has been so faithful.
God is faithful. We can say after 50 years that God's faithful. Does it?
Yes.
Excuse me. Does it really pay to serve God? Does it really pay to work for God?
Yes, it does.
And we have to say today, here at Breakout Radio Church, that God has been faithful for 50 years. That's a bunch of days. I'm not multiplied 50 times 365. But God has been very faithful to take care of us, and we have lived by the gospel, haven't we?
We have.
And there's been times that we felt like, hey, we're running out of meetings, we're running out of money, but we have never missed a car payment, a house payment. We've never missed a payment in all of these years because we have put God first in our finances. We have sown. And I remember that first revival. You know, there was a couple from Teen Challenge that led Teen Roundup. And the Holy Spirit said during that first week of meetings, give half of the offering tonight to Teen Roundup, to this ministry, this couple.
I was wondering, did you really hear from God? But I know you did.
Yeah, and so we have just given along the way. We have given sacrificially, and we have sown, and, Jesus said it's more blessed to give than receive, and we've done that. And so we started out in 1967 in that 35-foot trailer, and I guess we had to use electric heat. We didn't have any air conditioning to begin with, just to open the windows. Our son had a little bunk bed that we put him on, and at the back of the trailer we had just a regular-sized bed. But we were just so happy. We counted it a tremendous honor to be in the ministry, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Just have somewhere to preach. That's the only thing that I longed to do. I wasn't afraid about running out of money. I wasn't concerned about running out of money. I just was concerned about running out of any place to preach.
Yeah, I remember I needed some hairspray because, I wore those Buffon hairdos in those days.
Yeah.
And I used Aquanet hairspray. I think it was 29 cents a can. And I remember that was tough to buy a can of hairspray at that time.
Yeah.
But God was faithful. He always supplied our needs.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that first year, I think we averaged about $240 a month. And we still have some Of our first two or three years of ministry, we took notes, and I'll never forget some of the places that we preached. We put down how many got saved and what we preached on. I'm looking at these, and here's a revival we started on what, the 22nd of October, went all the way to November the 2nd. That's about, what, about 2 weeks, got $180 for the 2 weeks. And I'm just looking over some of these. Here's where we preached in Gardens Assembly of God, Midland, Texas. We got $100. And here's where we preached in Walters, Oklahoma, and we got $19. We preached in Chillicothe, Texas for a week. At the end of the week, we got $25. I preached a youth rally in Asphaltum, Oklahoma. That's way out in the country.
It is.
And we got $10. And then I preached a Sunday in Ryan, Oklahoma, and we got $27. Here's where I preached at Universal City, Texas. And I said, I didn't actually get to preach it. My note said the power fell. The power fell. Got $18. And we received $26 in the mail. So that's what we lived on that week. It was amazing. Then I preached for many nights, $163. Here's where I preached in a rally in Graham, Oklahoma. And I preached on Elijah and Elisha. And we got $8. Wow. And amazing. God has kept us. He supplied our needs all of these years. I remember the first year that we preached along about June of 1967. We made it pretty good from March till June, and then we didn't have any more meetings. You and I were talking about this today. We didn't have any more meetings, and our trailer was, we had our trailer parked in Chakota, Texas, way down in East Texas near Paris, Texas, near the Oklahoma-Texas border. And we had come back. We drove back from New Mexico, and we'd been there. I think we got $35 that week. We preached all week in Carlsbad, New Mexico. They gave us $35, and we paid for our gasoline. We stayed in a little house next to an old, it used to be the parsonage, stayed in an old house next door. We drove all the way back to East Texas, and we kind of had a heavy heart because we didn't have any more revivals, and we only had $35 for the whole week, and we had to pay for our gasoline. And I remember, we were talking about it today, I remember hooking up our trailer. We didn't know where we were going to go, did we?
No, we didn't.
We didn't have the next step. We thought, God, have you brought us this far? And now we've run out of revivals. And, of course, the general manager of the radio station, he had said to her, to me before we left, Dale, if you need to come back here to KWFT Radio in Wichita Falls, if you need to come back, your job will be waiting for you. And it was like the voice of Mr. Ben Lutey was saying, come on back to the station, Dale, come on back. But we knew that we did not start to stop, and we did not start to turn aside. We started in the ministry to keep going, and we were hooking up our trailer, not knowing what we was going to do. I never forget, it was a Friday night, and a neighboring pastor came as we were hooking up our trailer, not knowing where we was going to go, what we was going to do next, and he said, Dale, what are you doing, Brother Gentry? He called me Brother Gentry. In those days, we called everybody brother and sister. I was Brother Gentry.
Right.
You were Sister Gentry, even though we were both in our early 20s. Brother, Sister Gentry, could you preach for me tomorrow night? He said, we have Saturday night service. And so I said, yes, we could. I was just delighted. One service. So I'll never forget, we unhooked our trailer, and we went over there, drove our vehicle over to, it was way out in the country, wasn't it?
It was.
And, can you describe that scene we got out there to that church?
Well, I remember it was way out in the country, and they had a bucket of water on the porch with a dipper in it, and everyone just drank out of the same bucket, same dipper. And,
oh, my.
And our son, Rick, he was 3 at the time, and he wanted a drink, and I said, no, we can't drink out of this water. He said, well, everybody else does, so I'd have to take him some water every night for the service. We went 21 straight nights without a break, and God supplied our needs. And
yeah, it was amazing. We felt like we'd come to the end of the journey, And we preached that Saturday night. And then he came to me after the service. We had a great service, Holy Ghost service. And he said, Brother Gentry, can you stay over and preach for me tomorrow night? And, of course, you know, we were delighted, absolutely. Then he said on Sunday night, I think we could go a few more nights.
Right.
And said, would you stay over? And we said, absolutely. And we had a trailer parked, and we went about 20 miles there. And I think we eventually moved our trailer over there out in the country. Yeah, I mean, it was out in the middle of a pasture. But people came from all around, from Direct Texas, Telephone Texas, and I'm not even sure what the name of that little town was. But
it was Garrett's Bluff.
Garrett's Bluff, Texas. That was it. Garrett's Bluff, Texas. And I remember we were trying to pull our trailer out there and find a place to park. And they had about 8 special songs before I would preach every night. And it was, you know, they sang songs that had country music titles. Like instead of That's All Right, Sweet Mama, they sang That's All. Somebody sang That's All Right, Sweet Jesus. And we stayed there. And by the time we got through, we had more revivals. And that's what we've done these past 50 years. We've just continued on. Our first church was in Holladay, Texas. I'll never forget sitting out there in October of 1967 while they voted on us. Yeah. 25 people. I think we had 26 people when we left 2 years later. But they voted on us, and we got the church in our early 20s. We look back now and say, my, they took a chance on us.
They did.
And we'd been preaching for, 8 or 9 months in revivals, pulling that trailer. We called it a Scuzzo trailer, 35-foot Scuzzo trailer we paid $800 for. And so we were able to park the trailer and move into that little parsonage. And you and I, you know, we put our son Rick to bed, and then we would work all night, and we put paneling on the walls.
We remodeled that house. We were so happy to be in a house again, and we remodeled that house, and we were so excited.
Yeah, we do, and we lived next door to the church. And when we became the pastors of the church there, the last part of 1967, in Holladay, Texas, the church did not have any restroom, no restrooms.
No.
And what was happening was that the church members would come over if they needed to use the restroom. They would come over to our house, and they would use the restroom. So you'd have to clean up. You have to clean the house before every service. People came into our house.
Clean before and clean after.
And then you would clean up the house after the service was over. And the first building program we had there in Holladay, Texas, we built 2 restrooms. That was our first building program because we thought we don't want people coming to our house every service. We had revivals and people would come. We'd say, if you need to use the restroom, just go next door to our house. And people would come, even visiting people. And, you know, today, I mean, that seems unheard of, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't even consider it.
People
today
could have gone through our house, and they probably did. They probably got stuff out of our refrigerator, and they just helped themselves. And, you know, they probably sat down in the living room and I think if a woman wanted to nurse her baby, she just went over to our house and sat down in our living room.
I think so.
Oh, Jesus. And but anyhow, we were there for 2 years, but it was a good season. A country singer with the name of Larry Gatlin, who is now, you know, I guess he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame, but he was a preacher at that time. He and his 2 brothers, Rudy and Steve, and their sister, and they came and held us a revival.
They did.
And it was just a remarkable revival, and we just had some incredible times there, and God supplied our needs.
We had a lot of young people, so we called it a teen revival, I think. We had a lot of young people in our church.
Yeah. And, you know, we had about half of the 25 were teenagers.
Yes.
And I'll never forget, we bought a bus and remodeled the old bus, and we changed our Wednesday night service to Thursday night. And we started taking our children. We started taking our young people. Every Wednesday night, we would take them somewhere to preach, and those young people would preach. and they would sing. Every one of them could sing, and they would sing, and they would give testimonies. And we had a revival, one-night revival every Wednesday night. And it was just, it was amazing. And then, of course, our daughter Darla was born during that time. And I'll never forget, on the way to the hospital, your water broke. We were on the way to the hospital, and we had to go by and see a lady that was sick.
Go by and pray for a lady that was sick on the way to the hospital.
We were going to the hospital to have your baby, and we prayed for a lady in the church that was sick. It was amazing. It was amazing. And I'll never forget that during that time before our daughter Darla was born, we were at Holiday, Texas, and you had a wreck on our anniversary.
I did.
And we didn't get to go out and celebrate. We borrowed one of the ladies' cars. Sister McDonald lived across the street.
Yeah.
And we went down to the Dairy Queen.
We celebrated our anniversary at the Dairy Queen.
Celebrated the anniversary. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't take a part-time job. We just trusted God. Whatever we got that week, we got all the tithes, which was not very much. Whatever we got that week, that's what we lived on. But then after 2 years, we went back and began to do some. We got another trailer,
yes,
and began to host some more revivals. I'll never forget one of the revivals. We had a kerosene heater in that trailer. It was a Spartan trailer, which was the forerunner of
Airstream,
and it had a kerosene heater in it. We went to do this revival, hold this revival in Ryan, Oklahoma, and the pastor came over. You were gone, you and our kids were gone, and he came over. It was winter time, and the kerosene heater started getting out of control, and it started it started blazing up, and he ran to the kitchen sink and got some water, and I was saying, no, he thought the trailer was going to burn down, and he threw that water on the kerosene heater, and it exploded, and fire went out, two or three fireballs went out the top of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The fire truck, here came the fire truck, here came neighbors. We had a bigger crowd, had a larger crowd that day than we'd ever had before in the night services, but you know, that was conditionally we lived in. We did run out of revivals at one point and spent 30 days with snow and ice on the ground. And we lived in the trailer. We didn't have any heat. I think we maybe had some electric heat. And we parked our trailer in our sister's backyard, and it was January. And we just thought, God, how are we going to do it? God, how are we going to make it? But somehow God came through, right?
He did.
I'll put a cough drop in my mouth.
Our water froze up. Our daughter was in diapers, and it was a challenging time, but the Lord came through and supplied our needs.
He came through and supplied our needs, and we kept going. And then in 1970... Excuse me. I've used my voice quite a bit these past 50 years. 1970, went to this little town, Rush Springs, Oklahoma. We had a very fruitful ministry there, didn't we?
We did.
God blessed us, and we were there for 6.5 years, and it was wonderful. Our church grew in that little town of about 1,200. Our church grew to over 400 in attendance, and we were able to build a new home, the first home we'd ever built. You got to move into a brand new home. And God called us to minister in Oklahoma City area, Dell City, First Assembly of God Church, Dell City, Oklahoma, 1977. Went to pastor, and you moved out of that new home. We hadn't been there. How long have we been there?
2 years. And then we moved into a house next to the church in Dell City. It was a 50-year-old home. No dishwasher. I thought, what will I do without a dishwasher? But then the Lord gave us another new home,
mm-hmm,
in Dell City. So,
yeah, we moved in there, and we left Rush Springs. It was a very sad time. We loved those people, but we wanted to obey God. And you got to design that new home in Rush Springs. And I remember we stood in the living room and cried. And on the way, even our dog Blackie, she cried all the way because she knew she was leaving her home. But we counted all joy because we were just doing the will of God. We've always wanted to obey God, haven't we, Jean?
We have.
You left your new home that you designed and all of your colors, and it was on an acre of property, and we lived out in an addition called Cool Springs Heights. But went to Oklahoma City, and after about a year, we were able to buy a new home, and it was out in the country. And we stayed there in Dale City, Oklahoma City, for 8.5 years. And then God called us to leave everything again.
He did. We sold our home again and moved into a small condo in Rockwall, Texas, and started our travels.
Mm-hmm.
1985.
Started traveling across America. And God opened the door. We took that one step of faith. It was difficult to begin with because we left the church 8.5 years. We had a secure salary. And I'll never forget, we went from making $4,000 a month in 1985. And the church there, I think, was giving us, about $1,000 a month. And we went out and started doing some meetings. But God began to open doors. It was a step of faith. And we were quite discouraged there for a while. I remember one night, we cried and cried. We was going home from a meeting. It was lightning and thundering, and we saying, God, what are we going to do? But God came through.
Yes, he did.
And we never thought we could have the opportunity to travel across America, nations of the world, been able to minister at the White House for 2 times, Wembley Stadium, leading prayer for about 45,000 people, got to minister in England, meetings of 10,000 people. So we've been in large places and small places, and I'm sure that a lot of people have watched our 50-year video and saw all that God has done. So we've come this far by faith.
Yes, we have.
We used to sing that old song, "We've Come This Far by Faith, Leaning on the Lord." And you know, we've had some, you know, God. The whole thing we're talking about today is God has been so faithful.
Yes, he has.
And Jean, you've been faithful. I just honor you. And I'm so thankful that our family loves Jesus, and our 6 grandchildren, they all love Jesus. 4 of them are going to Cambodia this summer for a mission journey. And, you know, we've got a lot of spiritual sons and daughters, and it's all been worth it, hasn't it?
It has. We're so blessed. Our son and daughter and our 6 grandchildren love Jesus and want to do his will. And I just feel so blessed with all the relationships that we've built over the years. And
I know.
I'm just so thankful and feel so blessed.
Yeah, we're so thankful for our friends. We're thankful for our church members, Breakout Radio Church, that we started.
Yes.
So many people don't have a pastor or church for one reason or another. And our membership is growing. We're thankful for people that's helped us along the way.
Yes.
You know, you gotta have people to help you and people that believe in you.
That's true. We couldn't have done what we've done without people that believe in us and that have helped us along the way. And so I'm so grateful and thankful for all of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for all of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church, whether you're a member or visitor. And I'm so thankful for all the people that's sown into our lives these past 50 years and said, we want to help you and we believe in you. And we know now that in our ministry, because we're having to trust God more now than ever before, right?
Yes, we have a larger budget. We have more team members than we've ever had in our ministry here at 50 years. So we do have to trust God every week, but God has been faithful.
Here we are in our 70s. Why are we still going like this, Jean?
I don't know. Some people think we should be retired, but
what would we do?
I don't know. I don't think we'll ever retire.
Yeah, we've really not set much back to retire. We opted out of Social Security a long time ago. We don't have Social Security retirement, so we just keep going. But we believe that God supplies our needs.
Right.
every month.
Yeah, we don't have retirement or savings because we've sown everything back into the ministry over the years and into people's lives. And so we just trust God that, you know, he's going to take care of us, and he has.
He's given us all these years. He's given us daily bread and monthly fruit.
He has.
And it's been people that, that believe in us all along the way that have sown. And so, you know, I want to bless you, Gene. You've moved out of eight new homes. We've been able to live in, over the past 50 years, eight brand new homes that we never lived in, and you've left them all. And now we're here in our ninth home. And we're blessed to be here in Austin, Texas, so we can live near our kids. And, you know, we only have one life. That's all we have to give. And, you know, a couple of years ago, you and I were ministering in Austin, Texas. We had gathered some young preachers and some partners together. And I'll never forget, I just stood up and began to say, only one life, it will soon be passed. And I was quoting a little motto that my mom and dad bought when I was a boy in Comanche, Oklahoma. They put it on the wall, and I read it many times. It said these words, only one life, it will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. And that's true. That's true. And as I began to say that over and over, our spiritual grandson, Leland, he began to write this song, and I'm going to have him to come and sing this song right now. And I just want to say, before Leland comes to sing the song, I just want to say to those of you that are in church today or you're visiting today that really we only have one life. And we may, you know, the Bible says, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world or lose his own soul? And we only have one life to give. And there's some people that's so unfulfilled in life because they think that materialism is they measure their success with materialism.
That's true, and that's not what makes you happy.
No, it's not. How much land they have or how much property they have or houses they have or how much retirement they have. And they that's all good, but you cannot measure success in life like that. Right?
Right.
We have to measure success by what we do for God. Have we been faithful? And at the end, he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. So we want to be faithful, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. And Father, we just pray right now for those that are attending church today. We just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that all of our church members, people visiting Breakout Radio Church, will be faithful to whatever God's put in our hand. And may we never measure success by our income, dollars and cents. It could never be done. But we just give our lives. And sometimes it's we're on the mountaintop, sometimes in the valley, but God is faithful. And sometimes there'll be difficult times, difficult days. But we only have one life. And sometimes the dark clouds will be surrounding us, just like the day when we received the report that you had cancer, 2004. It was a very dark day. It was raining in Louisiana. But God was faithful. God healed you, and we rejoice. So there's days of challenges, days of discouragement. But I can tell you, after being in full-time ministry for 50 years, that God's faithful. And so we just bless the people, don't we, Gene?
Yes, we do.
And
we speak blessings.
Blessings. But before we go any further, I want Leland to come and sing this song. I just love this song, Only One Life. I'm thankful I got to help write the song. And so, Leland, you come, and we're gonna do some praying, some further prayers, and have some closing remarks. But here's Leland to sing.
Can use me, Lord. Riches and houses, cars and lands will all pass away, but my life will stand. Jesus, you can use me, Lord, for your glory.
One life, it will soon be passed. If you don't know Jesus today, I want to give you an opportunity to know him. Just say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you very much, Leland, for that song. Boy, I love that song. I'm so thankful that you wrote it during the time we were ministering together. God bless you so very, very much. It's good, so good to have you break out Radio Church today. And a longtime friend of mine, a man that I call my brother since I never had a biological brother, is going to come. And for many years, he pastored a great church in Lake Worth, Florida, and been my friend since 1987. He's a member of the board here at Breakout Ministries. Dr. Tom Peters is going to come at this moment. And welcome to Breakout Radio Church, Pastor Tom Peters.
Thank you, Dale. Good morning. It's my privilege to speak to you today and celebrate the 50th anniversary in full-time ministry for Pastor Dale and Jean Gentry. This is truly a milestone for the Gentries. I have known them for 30 years, and let me speak for a moment to their character. They are a godly couple who love the Lord with all their heart. They've raised a godly family and have dedicated their lives to extending the kingdom of God around the world. They've traveled extensively in the U.S. and other nations. And I'd like for us today to bless them on this 20th anniversary in full-time ministry. Let's receive a love offering for them. Let us give honor where honor is due. And also in 1 Timothy, the scripture tells us, 1 chapter 5, verse 17 says, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. Now, let me say that again, because it's so important. This is why we're honoring them today. Let the elders, and of course, Pastor Dale is an elder, not only in the radio church, Redcat Radio Church, but also in the body of Christ. So let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor. And then it says, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. So let's sow a generous seed today with our finances. Our giving to God's not a debt we owe, but our giving to God is a seed we sow. So you're giving an offering today to this 50th anniversary of full-time ministry for the Gentries. And from that seed, you will reap a harvest. So what I'd like to encourage you to do is make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries and send it to 91985 Austin, Texas, 78709. You can use your credit card, your debit card, or PayPal by going to Breakout Radio Church and click on the donate button. Let me pray for you as we prepare to give in this offering. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we thank you, Lord, for the Gentries. My God, what a couple, a wonderful couple. That's definitely worthy of double honor as they have labored in preaching and teaching the Word of God and in doctrine. So we want to bless them today by giving a generous love offering, a seed that we're sowing into the gospel. And the Word declares that be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. So, Lord, we are sowing a seed today, and we believe that a harvest is coming upon that seed. So, Father, we thank you for it in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you today.
Thank you, Pastor Tom Peters. I really appreciate that. Thank you for receiving that offering for Gene and I, and we thank you very, very much for giving, sowing a seed into our lives as we celebrate our 50th anniversary in full-time ministry. And well, so thankful, so grateful. We just ask God to bless you and to multiply your seed in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude today. Those of you that are joining us here at Breakout Radio Church, so much gratitude, so very, very thankful and grateful for you sowing a seed into our lives. And we just feel like it's kind of amazing that March the 12th fell on a Sunday, our 50th anniversary in full-time ministry. Fell on March the 12th, because it was March the 12th, 1967, that we started. Well, we're grateful. If you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, All you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. 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 And there is there's a membership card there that you can fill out and submit. Well, I love to take the names of our members and call your name in prayer, where you're from. We have members that's from so many, many different geographical locations, California and Louisiana and Texas and Oklahoma and New Mexico and Michigan and Canada and India and Africa and Florida and Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New York. Well, we're just in many other places. So honored, so grateful, so thankful. We're thankful to our family, our son Rick Gentry, our daughter Darla Gentry, our daughter-in-law Ruth Gentry works with us, and other members of my family, my kids, my grandkids, for Brittany and Jordan and Taylor and Megan and Hunter and Brock. And then, of course, all my spiritual kids and grandkids. Gene and I are so, so blessed to have you in our lives today. I want to pray a prayer for those of you that long to do the will of God. There's nothing, as we celebrate 50 years in full-time ministry today, I want to tell you there's nothing like doing the will of God and giving it all to God. The man that I preached my first full-time revival for, Calvin Newton, was on with me on BPN Radio this past week, and he was talking about how he had a lucrative baseball career. He was going to play AAA baseball. He played with the Cincinnati Reds in those days, called the Big Red Machine. Pete Rose and Tony Perez and all those guys. But he laid his bat down, his glove down, and the baseball, picked up his Bible, and preaching. Invited me to preach my first revival there in Ringling, Oklahoma. But he said, I'm still going. I'm still going now. And these men that I had on are men that are still serving God, still preaching the gospel. And whether you are a preacher, or you're in business, whatever the call of God may be, missions or whatever it may be, there's nothing like doing the will of God. Nothing like doing the will of God. And you got to know that once you start, God will help you. And after you go down the road a while, you'll realize that you've gone to places you never thought you could go. You've done things you never thought you could do. You've met people you never thought you could meet. You will have operated in gifts that you've never thought you could operate it in. Start a business you never thought could start. Meet people you never thought you could meet. So don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't despise the day of small things. Because the bottom line is doing the will of God. And usually when you're doing the will of God, you're starting to a new season, a new time in your life. It's usually going to be small. And you thank God, you know, how can I do this? But God honors your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So whatever it may be in life, don't be afraid. The bottom line of your life, I just want to say, the bottom line of your life, the bottom line is doing the will of God. That's all that matters. It's all that matters, wherever that might be. Whatever journey or road it may take you, the will of God is the most important thing in your life. And I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for people that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. I pray in Jesus' name that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in their lives, whatever it may be, whatever the cost might be. Wherever that journey may take them, Lord, it's your will, plan, and purpose that we desire in life. Lord, we submit ourselves to you. And there's people that have prayed the prayer of salvation today. But there's other people that just need to pray a prayer of commitment. And the prayer of commitment here at Breakout Radio Church today, the prayer of commitment is, Lord, I'm going to do your will. Not my will, but your will be done. And wherever that will, wherever that journey takes us, because we only have one life, it will soon be passed. The Bible said, life is like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Gene and I are now in our 70s. We started out in our 20s. We don't regret a moment of serving God. We don't regret a moment of what we've been able to do. And I'm so thankful for Gene. She'd never said, I wish we hadn't done this. I wish we'd never started down this road. I wish we didn't. She's never complained, never said. I bless her. And I bless those of you today that have helped us along the way. And I bless those of you today that are attending Breakout Radio Church that are saying, Lord, I want to do your will. Whatever that might be, I want to do your will, not my will, not what I want in life, but whatever you want in life. And I thank you for it. And if you're at Breakout Radio Church website, we have a lot of information there. You can take a look. And thank you for visiting today. Thank you for attending church today. So blessed and so grateful to have you a part of Breakout Radio Church. Well, it's time to go now. Go out into the day and have a wonderful day. Gene and I we're taking the week off just to celebrate not only our 50th year of full-time ministry, but also our 56th wedding anniversary this week. God bless you. Thanks for coming to Breakout Radio Church. Have a good day today. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.